This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Wells Fargo sends word of a new fraud and scam alert. Someone will call, text, or email, pretend they're from your bank, asking you to verify your PIN. If you just got a new debit card, they'll say they need to collect that old card and keep it safe. Don't do it. Hang up. Call the bank to confirm. No one will ever ask you for your PIN. Ag Appreciation Week is this week. It's a week-long series of events that celebrates agriculture, production, and the role it plays in our community. More information is at communityagalliance.org. Tonight is Ag Film Night. The movie is Legacy, Stories of Healing and Hope. It's a panel discussion as well about mental health in our ranching and farming community. 6:30 in Library Hall at Bud Werner Memorial Library in Steamboat. The Local Knights of Columbus is hosting a St. Patrick's Day dinner at 5 o'clock today at Holy Name Catholic Church in Steamboat. It's the 64th annual Knights of Columbus Day corned beef dinner. Money raised will support the local Special Olympics athletes through the Knights of Columbus. Those athletes from Steamboat Springs at Hayden recently competed in state competitions at Ski Sunlight and Copper Mountain. Melissa Pollock is the coordinator for Team Soce, that is Special Olympics Steamboat and the Yampa Valley.
The team did so amazing. They all raced and did great, and I'm so proud of every single one of them.
The athletes competed in slalom, giant slalom, and snowshoeing. Four of those Soce snowshoe team members all got gold medals this season. They are Heidi Brumlevy, Jeffrey Dockstetter, Donnie Pearson, Mandy B. The Steamboat Springs School District Board of Education meeting at 4:30 today at the middle school. In Moffat County, two or more county commissioners and Natural Resources Director Jeff Comstock will participate in a workshop with representatives from the Energy Communities Alliance. The March Readathon continues this week at Soda Creek Elementary in Steamboat Springs. Students have received pledges and donations for what they read, and they plan to donate what they raise to Casey's Pond Senior Living.
My name's Clara, and I like the Readathon because we're donating to Casey's Pond, which is such a lovely retirement home.
Hi, I'm Ivy. I love the Readathon because I love reading books that explain the characters and their amazing adventures.
The goal is to raise $10,000. Band members from Steamboat Springs High School performed with three bluegrass legends at the Strings School Days concert recently. It's an annual event. The next one is Thursday, March 27th, with students from Steamboat Springs Middle School and Steamboat Mountain School. Volunteers are needed to help deliver the hospice daffodils today. Find out more at northwestcoloradohealth.org. This week's Mental Health Minute is about how music helps healing for a military veteran. You can find it on our website. Registration opens today for anyone who wants to be in the Rat Lake Pond Skim on closing day at Howson Hill. That's coming up March 30th. Register at steamboatsprings.net/closing day. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.